Renewable fuel supporters heard from members of the Obama administration on Tuesday and heard remarks of support for the renewable fuel standard. The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to release RFS blending requirements for 2014, 15, and 16 by the end of November. And EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy told Growth Energy members in Washington that while the proposal released in May is below volumes called for by Congress, she wants to get back to the statutory levels.
So EPA's proposal has to continue to build on that success and to spur ambitious yet achievable growth. That is where we are heading. And EPA is working hard to make sure that the Renewable Fuel Standard Program is actually moving towards the levels that Congress intended. I want you to know I understand that that is my job.
McCarthy said President Barack Obama understands that the RFS can be something used to fight climate change.
So to those that may ask, why are we struggling so hard, remind them that President Obama is fully committed to addressing the challenge of climate change, and he knows as well as you do that RFS is a tool we need to bring to the table. And we have had tremendous success, and we are going to continue with that success moving forward. That's what our commitment is. And I want to thank you for having the patience to walk through these issues with us as much as you have. So while I have an open door, I'm sure you don't want to walk through it every other month.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack also spoke at the event, and he encouraged Growth Energy members to focus on the positive aspects of their industry rather than spending a great deal of time fighting off what he called absurd attacks from the oil industry.
So I think it's about constantly telling the positive story. You know, we do a pretty good job of responding to the petroleum industry whenever they come up with ridiculous studies and so forth. But I think we need to do a little better job of the positive aspects of this and the comprehensive nature of the positive aspects.
In May, the EPA issued blending proposals that fall below statutory levels called for in the legislation that created the RFS, but said the reduced figures offered an ambitious but responsible path forward for the program. In accordance with a consent decree, the EPA is expected to release the final rule for the RFS by November 30th. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.